wholesaling in Europe. In addition to that, I'm actually going to talk about wholesaling from Europe or from anywhere in the world. Let's talk about that, because I get that like one of the top most questions I get. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about wholesaling in Europe. In addition to that, I'm actually going to talk about wholesaling from Europe or from anywhere in the world. Let's talk about that, because I get that like one of the top most questions I get is, can I do this from anywhere in the world? The answer is absolutely yes, you can do it from anywhere in the world, especially in this time and age. What is wholesaling, by the way? Wholesaling is the art and the science of finding deeply discounted real estate properties using mass marketing, meaning you have to market to a lot of people at a time, not just knocking on door or driving for dollars, and no, which is not even marketing, right? But learning how to market properly, learning how to market like the biggest influence of today, and then locking properties under contract. That contract becomes a commodity that you can sell to other people. You can sell the rights to that contract because the contract is locking the property at a deep discount. You sell it to an end buyer and then you make a nice fee. It can range anywhere from $0 to $82,000. That's literally my range, okay? Personally, from my experience, all right? And averaging about $25,000 to $30,000 on each closed deal, okay? And there are other ways that you can make money even if the deal doesn't close. There are, in fact, majority of the ways, if you follow my lead, majority of the money you're gonna make is gonna come from not closing a deal, okay? So the closed deals are just a way for you to maximize the process I'm gonna be teaching you here. I have over 700 videos here that teaches you everything you need to learn, the right mindset, the right skill set, so you can build this business like a true empire the way you're supposed to, okay? So for one, real estate wholesaling is just one income stream, okay? The idea here is multiple income streams, passive income, cash flow. That's how you stay in business. That's how you quit your job in the most safest manner, okay? So with that being said, I get questioned all the time from people from international, Europe, Africa, Asia, can I do this from anywhere? Yes, absolutely, you can do it from anywhere. But first of all, wholesaling in Europe or anywhere is people, because it's not a, how do I say this? A couple of things I need to share with you, okay? So make sure you stick all the way to the end of this video. It's very, very important that you pay attention to this, right? Anywhere where people have to keep a roof over their head, shelter, right? Anywhere where people have to pay for housing or rent a house, you can absolutely practice wholesaling there, okay? It may not be a thing yet. When I started, when I closed my first deal back in 2005, December, wholesaling was not a thing. There's a few people that know about it. There's a few gurus were sharing it, not like today, which is now about 15 years later. It's not the same way. It's just right now it's like a, you know, if you go on the internet, on YouTube, you're gonna find lots of people talking about it. You're gonna see comments upon comments on guru videos about the topic of wholesaling real estate. You're gonna find Facebook pages with 100,000 people, members on it, talking about the same topic. And that sometimes that makes you feel like, okay, that's saturated. There's no such thing. The cream always rises to the top. Like that's a fact of life. But now for those of you on the outside of United States, you may feel like, well, I don't think we can do that where I am. Yes, you can. And there are people doing it already. It's just not a thing yet, okay? And this is the best time to get started if it's not a thing yet. Meaning, you literally have less competition. You have less people trying to get people's houses in your neighborhood for less than what it's worth, right? But the places where we get this kind of properties are life events. You know, people have a financial situation and they have to get rid of a property at a steep discount, you know, because it's just the most profitable thing for them to do. Example, I'm going through divorce. I don't have the time to deal with the house. Needs a lot of repair. Can you just take it off my hands? 50 cents on the dollar, 40 cents on the dollar, right? Meaning 40%, right? Of what it's worth. That's happening everywhere in the world. So if you know that people have misfortunes or situations like that in your country, where it's kind of unfortunate, but you become the fortunate, the person that brings a fortune to their doorstep by choosing, by saying, by offering to buy the property out of their hands so they can free themselves, right? and then move on with their life, but you get a property for discount, then it can happen in your neighborhood. Absolutely. Bad things happen to people everywhere in the world. Good things happen to people everywhere in the world. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. I don't mean to quote the Bible, but that's my point. Get it? Right? When you come and you buy a property for cheaper from somebody, that becomes a fortune, a good thing for a person. Even though in your mind, you may like, I felt guilty. I bought that for 50% of what it's worth. Why are you feeling guilty? You know, that's what they needed. Based on their financial profile, they need to get rid of that piece of, it's a piece of shit for them. For you, it's a good stuff for you, right? It happens like that all the time in life, okay? So, if that happens in your hood, in your city, in your country, you can expect that wholesaling is happening already. It may just not, maybe it's just not a thing yet. So maybe it's a good time for you to get into it. So I got this question that came in. Let's dive into the question. It says, hello, I just joined your group. Recently, I've been watching a lot of your videos about wholesaling. I'm currently working as a real estate consultant, but this opened a whole new level for me. Good, right? I just have a question for you about wholesaling in Europe. Is somebody here wholesaling in Europe as well? Like I said, if people are buying properties and people are selling and buying properties, yes, somebody's already wholesaling there. It's just not a terminology yet, okay? So it's happened like forever. It's always happened. Investors have been doing it for a long time. It's just now turned into a business model that people can like literally build a business on, right? Do you think this will work here? The answer is yes. I know the US market is different. All right, so people, when they stumble into something brand new, they always feel like their market is somehow special or different. People always say that. And of course, with my experience, I always look at them sideways because it's just, sometimes it's a skeptical person saying that. So it comes off a little, it depends on the attitude of the person. Sometimes it comes off a little annoying and arrogant, but sometimes it's just, they truly just don't know, you know? So if you're either one, just so you know, your market is not different. People are people, okay? People are people. People have bad things happen. People have a reason to sell cheaper. If they have a reason to sell very expensive, that means they don't need your money. That means you keep it moving to the next person on your list of leads, right? So let's go here. So people are different, and people are a little bit more open about lower offers if they are motivated to sell. However, here in Europe, I come across people who better wait years to sell their houses than to get the money fast. Any thoughts? So here in the US too, there are people who would rather wait, you know? There are people that have all the check marks, you know, they're in pre-foreclosure, they have divorce going on, they owe taxes, they pre-foreclosure, all of the above, right? Underwater, meaning they owe more than what the property is worth, and they're not motivated to sell. They're here too, okay? As a matter of fact, that's majority of the market. But when you market enough, you're gonna find a few that will make you $25,000, $30,000, $100,000, and you're in business. Because your job is to market. That's why I say mass marketing, because the numbers is gonna require a lot of people to sort through, a lot of people to find your deals. It's everywhere. It's not different in your market. Listen, this same excuse has been given by somebody who lives in Utah or in a village in South Carolina. They feel somehow my market is a little bit different. No, your market is not different, okay? So that's one thing you should pay attention to. You can do it there. There are people of those same caliber, right, that falls in that same category here that they don't want to sell. You know what? They don't need your money. And keep it moving, okay? Now, the last part of this piece is, can you wholesale from Europe? If you really feel confident that, you know, let me get into the market that everybody is in the US, you can literally wholesale from Europe. You can wholesale in the United States from Europe. What do you have to do? You have to learn how to build a list, learn digital marketing, and learn how to sell properties using emails, text messages. Do you have access to those things? Yes, you do. Okay, yes, you do. So it's a matter of learning the skill set and then get to business. And you can do this from the corner of your house, anywhere there's internet around the corners of this planet. Anywhere you can do this business, anywhere you can do it in your backyard. I think if you do it in your backyard, learn the real estate game in that area and see how you can bring wholesaling into that, meaning you find deals that nobody wants, including the owner, right? They don't want it, right? And how do you find such deals? There's a public list of properties that have violations. You can see the physical look of a property, and you can approach people and say, who owns that property, right? If you want to do mass marketing, you probably want a developed society where you can find a list of people you can market to people, right? You can literally market to a third world country, Facebook, and say, hey, we buy houses, any houses in that area, right? Somebody, if you know the market, right? If you know somebody in that market, obviously you need some kind of foot on ground, people that know the market. So make sure there's more information. You need data about that real estate market. That's really what's more important, right? If you can get data about the neighborhood you want to target, then this business is doable anywhere, okay? So to wrap this up, yes, you need some access to some data, but you can do this business anywhere as long as there's enough data for you to analyze the market and see what's going on. If you want to know how all that happens, just go ahead and grab this book for free, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and go get it. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this absolutely for free with it. This Real Estate Money Secret called Real Estate. You download it for free PDF. If you like it in paper like this, the options are there as well, in audiobook or Kindle. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.